You're listening to SBS News.
Students marched in their first climate protest since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The national campaign School Strike for Climate was held on Friday, with students pushing for more government investment in renewable energy.
The most important thing is just getting recognition for what we need, getting recognition for what's important for us, because it's our future. We're the ones who have to deal with this mess. And so the older generations can do what they want. They're going to die anyway, but this is our world.
And for the people saying that we should be in school, we're not going to have a future if we don't act on this now.
The young activists also called for a plan to reach net zero emissions, and they are raising concern about funding to build a gas-fired power station in New South Wales. Student Natasha Abewi-Krama is worried the government is too focused on gas companies rather than the public's well-being.
They're going to continue to subsidise and fund the fossil fuel industry, particularly gas, and that's going to fuel the climate crisis. And we've seen that the increased temperatures, and this is only going to be exacerbated far more in the future. And in 7 years, this crisis is going to become irreversible. And right now we have the opportunity, recovering from COVID, to fast track ourselves to transitioning to a sustainable future, to renewables.
The government says its Hunter Power project will deliver new jobs, keep energy prices low, and help to reduce emissions. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee has told the ABC that Australia is being well positioned to demonstrate the steps it is taking for its climate.
And they'll probably be outside my electorate office in Albury, and if I was there, I'd come out on the pavement and I'd talk to the students, because I respect the students have a right to protest. But if you look at it as the Paris Agreement and then you look at climate adaptation, we've signed up internationally for climate adaptation coalitions, and while there's a lot of terminology with international agreements, can I tell you there's a lot of work happening as well.
But 16-year-old Kyla Hill says she took the day off school for the strike because she believes the government is failing her generation.
And it's irresponsible and dangerous for the government to fund gas, which is harming the environment, which has been resisted by First Nations communities for years, and is overall just letting us and our economy down.
Ian Brown is from the First Nations organisation Gamilaroi Next Generation. He told protesters he is proud of the student community for using their voices to speak up.
There is no planet B. This is our only planet, and we got to step up and we got to take it, make a stance. There is only one law in this country, and that's our law, the law of the land. The land doesn't belong to us, we belong to it. It is our mother, it is our carer, it is our provider.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has previously said gas is important to back up renewable power sources. This month's federal budget invested $1 billion in initiatives to lower emissions. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.